Well, here I am, and as I gaze out of my lounge window, the maple tree that had dropped all of its reddish brown leaves over the winter months is now coming back to life. The tree that was bare is now bearing rising shoots, and the green leaves spread out, lifting towards the rays of sunshine, knowing that new life will give it an abundance of colour. It's a reminder of the Easter story and how fickle as humans we are. On Palm Sunday, the crowds were honouring Jesus. But days later, the cry of "Crucify him" rang out. How quick we can change. Nailed to a cross, his last breath given up. Removed, wrapped up, laid in a tomb, stone rolled over. That's it. Good Friday, good job done. Or was it? The greatest miracle was about to happen. All those who thought that they'd got rid of Jesus were in for a shock. On Easter Sunday morning, creation woke up. The stone had rolled away. The burial clothes were folded neatly. Jesus wasn't there. How could this happen? The simple answer is, you cannot destroy the Son of God. His love for you and I means he's always going to be around. Death has been defeated by Jesus. So over Easter, if you're out gardening or travelling to the seaside or to the dales, just look around and see new life coming in to fruition. Whether it's easy times or tough times, Jesus will get you through it. Happy Easter.